generation. You go back and tell them what happened and do it every year. We want to do it as much as we have to do it. Let them know that God is real. You know, y'all just think we just going to church just to be going. You know, because mama said go and we was raised up to go and it just stuck in you. And no, and that's probably how I started off. Mama made me go. I ain't have no choice. But man, when I found out, when I became a child of God and began to know who he is, not was, who he is, I want to serve him for myself. It ain't because of mama no more. It ain't because of daddy. I want to do it because I've seen what he can do. I've heard what he's done, and I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen not only what he did through me, I've seen what he did for me in my life. Yes, I told my sister, I tell anybody, yeah, I'm a piece of work. Man, I'm always repenting. Lord, help me. Lord, get this out of me. Now I see that's in me. Get it out of me, Lord. Man, if you ain't down on asking God to clean you up, you need to be. Because there's something inside of you ain't supposed to be there. There's something inside of me I know that's just not right. I said, Lord, you help me, Father. I began to go back to Galatians. I said, Lord, I got to get the fruit. I'm praying for patience. Don't tell me don't pray for patience because I'm going to get trials and tribulations. They already there. So I'm praying for love, more love. I'm praying for temperaments, meekness, gentle. I'm praying for all of them. And if there's any more, pray for them too. You're going to need them all. In a day and age like today, boy, I tell you, you can easily get beset. You know, people can get on your nerve. You know, they can just rub you the wrong way. You know, calling you and asking you about your faith. And then they so bold, they begin to preach to you about what the Bible say. Ain't living nothing. Ain't made no confession or nothing. The Bible says you need to, you know, he gave, man. I mean, they was sounding good. I'm like, boy, you need to be a preacher. The Bible said, you know, God gave man knowledge. He gave science. You know, you got to believe science. You got to believe science. So, oh, Lord, help. I said, yeah. But he didn't give them all of the knowledge. He didn't give them all of the signs. He didn't give them all wisdom. They missing some stuff. And they know they missing some stuff. They deceiving you, though. You know, we ain't got it all. He got it all. You know, so we got to go to him and believe what he say. You know, they tell you one thing, and next month they come back and say, oh, we made a mistake. Don't take that. That's killing you. What? You know, if you had Xantax, you know, you can call us. It's giving you cancer, giving you this, that. I'm like, well, don't nobody want, everybody ain't after money, Pastor. I want to live. I want a healthy life. What good is money and I can't spend it? Somebody else spending my money, pushing me around in a wheelchair with oxygen on my face. You know, I ain't enjoying the spending. You know, I guess some people just enjoy looking at people spend money. You know, but if you're going to give me something while I'm well. And don't be getting me sick outside of my mind. And tomorrow you can get this money. And whatever money you give me, it ain't worth it. It just ain't worth it. It ain't worth it at all. And so they ain't got it all. We ain't got it all. He got it all. It's all in his hand. And whatever you got is just enough. Whatever you got enough. I got just enough to pay my bills. I'm gonna pay my bills. I got just enough to buy me some food. I'm gonna buy me some food. I got just enough.
Go to the movies, Pastor.
I go to the movies, Pastor. But you got enough to do what you want to do. Whatever you got, You got enough. My kids, my wife like going to the movies. We don't do nothing. We can go to the movies. If God can, boy, some folk can really can convince you, boy. Well, I mean, people can really convince you when they want to do something. And it be sounding good and true and right. I'm like, man, well, you know, that do make sense. You know, I'm like, man, where you come up with this stuff, man? But whatever you got is just enough. I'm going to be reading out the book of Romans chapter 12. Also, I'm going to touch a little bit on Jeremiah 9, chapter 9. Matthew 17. And Matthew 13. But y'all said, man. I ain't gonna promise. I don't know what the Lord. I want the Lord to move and have his way. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as always, God, I want to thank and praise you for allowing me, God, to handle this word, God, to stand before a precious people, God, that you have called to yourself. And I thank you also, God, for allowing me to stand in the stead of your shepherdess, our pastor, Pastor Davis, Lord God, for giving me an opportunity, Lord God, to grow up, God, oh, God, to walk in your ways, God, to keep your statutes, Lord God. And I pray, God, that you will help me, Father, move me out the way, God, so that the Holy Spirit, God, will speak through me and speak to me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help me to encourage my brothers and sisters this morning. That's what it's all about, to encourage, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, this is my prayer. Amen. Give God one more good praise this morning. And always, I am always trying to encourage, you know, us, not you, us, because, man, I have to get this stuff first before I bring it to you. So, Lord, I got to realize that whatever you put in me is just enough. You know, I can handle whatever comes my way because what's in me, you gave me enough to handle this thing. You know, I got to believe that, and we got to believe that God has equipped us with many gifts, you know, and all power, all authority that was given to him, he had bestowed it up on us, and we got it. As I was thinking about Sister Lorraine, she used to sing that song, "We got the power in the name of Jesus." Yes, I love them old songs. Y'all help me, because I like old songs. Pray for me, because I like old songs. Fast for me, because I like old songs. And we're going to start at verse 1, Romans 12. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world," as we see so many people are being conformed to this world. When I say many people, I'm talking about saints, because the world is already there. We have been conformed. Some of the saints of the Most High have been conformed back to this world. "But be ye transformed," he said, "by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." He says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that's among you," you, me, you, everybody, "not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt unto every man a measure of faith." And that's what I'm going to be talking about, faith. You know, and he said, don't think, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. You know, God does things in our lives, and sometimes we take on as if though we're doing it, we'll take the credit for it. And we start boasting and bragging and lifting up ourselves about what we do. So we have to be careful about when we say "I." It's always, it should be him, you know, Christ in us working through us the hope of glory. So don't think more highly of yourself, Paul is saying, than you ought to think. So some people think they have all of the faith, think their faith so great. And here it is, Paul is saying, God has dealt unto every man a measure. I wanted to bring up some jars up here, and three jars, one a quarter, one a half, and one full. He's dealt unto every man a measure of faith. When you think about that, he has dealt unto us the measure of faith. You don't know how much you got inside of you. Oftentimes we sell ourselves short, and we have more than what we think we have. And sometimes people that think they have a whole lot, they ain't got none. They don't have no faith. Even though God said, I dealt unto every man a measure of faith. Show you, he said, some of them don't have no faith. So you don't know what's inside of you. God poured his gifts inside of us. And he knows, as the Bible tells, he knows how much we can handle. And so don't be thinking highly of yourself. And please, as a child of God, don't think lowly of yourself either. Don't think that you can't accomplish nothing, because you can accomplish everything that come your way, everything. And Jeremiah says this in Jeremiah 9, if y'all want to turn there, Jeremiah 9 and 23. And he said, thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich glory in his riches. He said, don't be glorying in your wisdom. Don't be glorying in your strength. Don't be glorying in your riches. And don't be glorying in your faith. You know, because he said, look, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understand and knoweth me that I am the Lord. So you got to understand and know that it's God. God, it's because of God, because the wisdom that you have is because God gave it to you. The might that you have is because of God gave you that strength. The measure of faith that you have is because of God gave it to you. He said, look, let him that glory. If you want to glory, don't glory in your stuff, because it ain't none of your stuff. There you go. If you want to glory, glory in God. Glory in Jesus. He said, let him glory in this. This is what we're supposed to go, that you understand. You got to understand who you glorying in. It ain't Brother Al. I can't be glorifying myself. You know, and you got to know who it is that's doing this work. You know, he said, don't be glorying in yourself, but that I am the Lord, which exercise. He exercised and he doing it. Loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. He said, but these things that I delight, said the Lord. He said, don't glory in your understanding. Don't glory in your riches. Don't glory in your faith. So whatever you got, know that you got it from God. Know that it came from above. And know that whatever you have in your possession that God has poured inside of you, it's enough to get the job done. Don't sell yourself out. Don't sell yourself. Don't think that you're not able, that you're not capable of doing whatever God has put in your path. Whatever God has for you to do, know that you can do it. Whatever that you circumstances or situation that you're in, know that you can undercan, because God has given you a measure of faith. But God just wants us to use what we have. Use what you got. I'm not going to say the little. You know, we've seen that song, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. It don't take a whole lot. Just use the little you got. I don't know what you got, so I can't say use your little faith. Just use whatever you got. Whatever's in your possession, you start using it. Look, there was a widow woman that God sent Elijah to. This widow woman had just a little bit of meal and a little bit of oil. She had just a little bit, but she wanted to use it and make a cake for herself and her son so she can just eat. So they can just eat and die. But Elijah told her, say, look, you make me a cake first. Use the little bit of meal that you got. Whatever that's in your possession, use a little bit that you got and give it to God first. Give what you got, your big problem, give it to God. Your little problem, give it to God. Use what you got. It's the faith that you're putting in God. So he said, you give it, make me a cake first. Then go and make you and your son a cake. Then he told this another widow woman whose husband, the Bible says, was a devout man and he feared God and he died. And so she didn't have enough money to pay off all the debt. And the Bible says that, you know, it don't say it, but all she had left was a little bit of oil left. She didn't have a table. She didn't have a chairs. She didn't have, all she had was the oil. So it sounds like she gave away everything to try to pay this debt off, to keep her sons from going into slavery, to pay that debt. And so the man of God said, look, you go and borrow a whole lot of vessels. You go and get every jug in this neighborhood. You go everywhere and ask everybody to let you use a jug. And when you get those jugs, you go in there and you shut the door and you start pouring that little bit of oil that you said all you have is left. Why did she help? Why did she hold back the oil? And why didn't she get rid of that oil? And I was asking God, Lord, why did she keep the oil? And the Bible says she didn't have nothing but the oil. So it sounded like she got rid of all her goods, everything that she can get rid of. But why did she keep that oil? The Bible tells us not to hurt the wine, not to hurt the oil in the land. That oil had to have been precious oil. And we know back then it had to be precious, but we know today it is really precious. We wanted to deep fry a turkey for Thanksgiving. I found out a jug of oil was $36. I said, well, we won't be deep frying no turkey this Thanksgiving. And so this woman kept that oil. God allowed her to keep that oil for a reason. And so when she began to pour into those vessels, and she just kept pouring and kept pouring, the oil didn't waste. The little bit of oil that she had, it didn't fail her. She ran out of vessels. So what God is telling us, whatever that you got, the little bit of oil, little bit of meal, use it. Put it in God's hand and watch and see don't God change things. Watch and see don't God make something out of this thing. You just got to believe God. So whatever little bit that you have, just use what you got. If you got a little bit of strength, use it. If you got a little bit of joy, you say, use it. If you got a little bit of happiness, use it. Don't just sit there on and not use it. God gave you something. He gave you joy. He gave you strength. Well, I just got enough strength just to get out of bed. And we just talk ourselves out of our blessings. We talk ourselves out of our strength. We talk ourselves out of everything instead of talking yourself into what you're supposed to have. Yeah, this is what the flesh is making me feel like. But I know better now. My mouth ain't supposed to talk the way my flesh is feeling. My mouth is supposed to say, I can. Oh, yes, I do feel like it, Lord. The flesh know, hey, you know you don't feel like it. I want to lay back down. You want to use one of those sick days. I told the guys up there, I said, man, I'm going to strike me a match. I think I told Deedon, I'm going to strike me a match. What you talking about, Brother Al? I said, I'm going to burn me one. I'm going to burn me a sick day. That's what I'm going to do. I don't feel like coming to work tomorrow. But I got to get up and feel like it. I got to get up and feel like praising God. I got to get up and move. I got to get up and keep going. I got to use whatever I got inside of me. You got to use whatever you got inside of it. If you don't, you're going to fail. All God wants us to do is not look at what we have. Don't look at what you got. If you want to look at what you got, look at it and say, well, this all I got for now. And I ain't talking about money. Strength is all I got for now. But, Lord, I'm putting this thing in your hands. I'm turning this thing over to you, Lord. I need more. I need more peace, Lord. I need more strength, Lord. I need a better job, Lord. You know, I need more. Put it in God's hand. Don't be looking at what we have. Because what we got, God can work with it. He's proven it. He can work with it. Whatever you got, he can work with it. If your faith is little, if you call it little, let him use your little bit of faith. If you got great faith, let him use your great faith. Because it's going to be God that's it's God that's doing it. Not the great faith, not the little faith. It's God working through you. It's God working for the faith. Through the faith, by faith, is God. So God wants us to look at what he can do. You know, look at what God can do. We got to look up because our Redeemer, he is drawing nigher and nigher every day. God, we think we seeing miracles. We think things. Man, I just love the prophecy that came in today about what God is getting ready to do. You did, the Lord did say the church, right? He didn't say sisters, right? He said the church, you. What did the Lord say? That's for I took it to be everybody. I claim I got in there. if I got in, Lord, I said, Lord, by faith, if she ain't talking to me, by faith, the D's family's in there. He going to find us somewhere in the midst of those blessings. You know, Gwen, you might pull out and say, oh, Alan Tawana, you know, there you go. I ain't know y'all was in there, but God knows. He's going to put it, but you just got to have faith. Use what you got. Let's go to Matthew 17. Verses 14 and 15, 16, 17. God don't want you to look at what you got. Use your joy, use your strength, use your praise. And if ever we need to use anything today is a praise. And you can't have no joy, you can't have no praise, you can't have no strength without faith. So you got to use it. Matthew 17, 14. See, that was a man in the Bible that had a son. The Bible says he was possessed with a demon. Matthew 14, 17, 14 reads, And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth in the fire and often into the water. See, here it is. This man say, Lord, you know, my son, he's a lunatic. Well, a lunatic simply refers to a person that has epilepsy or a mad person, the dictionary says. You know, a disease, some people thought that it was caused by the moon. It ain't because of the moon. The Bible says he had a demon. And so epilepsy, it says when it's diagnosed, is sometimes a mind thing, neurological issue. It's like a stroke or a brain tumor. Other causes can be related to genetic abnormalities, prior brain infections, prenatal injuries or developments, but in about half the people with epilepsies, there is no apparent cause. We know the cause. It can be epilepsy. It can be diabetes. I remember pastors, you say all sickness, all diseases is a devil. And I think about that movie. See, Pastor, I watch movie, The Water Boy. Mama, everything is the devil. If it ain't of God, it's got to be the devil. That's the only two things that's out there, Pastor. You said it. It's got to be the devil. So sometimes when we see back in the day, you see the kids acting crazy, or some of the old folk, you say, boy, them folk, look at that boy, look at that girl. Just acting just as crazy, acting like the devil. That's a lunatic. You know, he may not be falling in the fire or jumping in the water. He know when he jumped in the water, he got to jump in the water to cool off. You know, so maybe he ain't that crazy. You know, but people would call him crazy. You know, folk losing their mind, doing all kind of stuff. But the Bible says that he had a demon. And back in the day, people said that they were crazy, you know, off of this crazy stuff. But scientifically, they said it's epilepsy. And so everything now that they come up with that's got a name, they give it a scientific name. But we just got to stick with the word of God. That thing ain't nothing but the devil, and it's got to come out. It can be cancer. It can be epilepsy. It can be all. It can be anything. Diabetes. We got to begin to rebuke some stuff, like y'all was saying this morning. We got to rebuke it. And Jesus said, in 16, he said, and I brought, the man said, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither. Jesus saying, look, oh, faithless generations. You know, it sounds like they ain't have no faith to me. Or maybe they misplaced their faith. Maybe they forgot it. You know, where is your faith, Jesus is saying. Why couldn't you heal him? Lord, why couldn't we heal him? He said, because you didn't have no faith. And you're perverse. You know, your mind has been twisted. It's been warped. And that's what the devil is trying to do every single day. He's trying to contort our minds. When he contort your mind, he's contorting that faith. He's twisting and pulling your faith all kind of ways to see if you're going to last, see if you're going to hold up. And just know that, look, you got just enough, whatever the devil bring to you, you got enough to stand. You got enough to cast him out. You got enough to tread over him. You got enough to put your foot on his neck. You got whatever you need inside of you. You got enough. You got just enough. And Jesus said, and Jesus, verse 18, rebuke the devil. And he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Yes, you can rebuke epilepsy. We can rebuke the cancer, migraines. We can rebuke all manners, sickness, and diseases. All we got to do is use what we got. All we got to do is just start rebuking it. Rebuking. I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. Then came his disciples and to Jesus apart and said, why couldn't we cast him out? Why can't we do the things that God, that you are telling us to do, Jesus? Why can't we do this? You told us to go out there and, you know, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils. You told us that you were sending us out to, you know, as sheep to wolves. You told us, God, that you was going to put us in harm's way. But you also, we got to remember that he said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. I don't care what he comes with. I don't care what he steps up to you with. God has given you power over all the power of the enemy. All the power, not some of it. It ain't nothing that you can't handle. Nothing. So he said, look, why ain't we doing it? He said, verse 20, and Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. He said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we don't know what we got. He said, if you claim just a little bit of faith and stand on that little bit of faith, if you just claim it, you can say to any mountain, any problem, any situation in your life, any problem, any situation in your loved one's life, any problem, any situation in your friend's life. He said, then it shall be impossible unto you. Unto you means not for you. I mean, not you doing it, but unto you is something that was done for you, given to you by somebody. It ain't none of you. It's God that's doing it. So all you got to do, God said, is exercise what you have. Use what you got. Use the strength that you got. Use what you have, the joy that you have. So you don't look at what you got. You look at what God has given you and what God wants to work through you. Let's go to Matthew 13. God wants you to use, he wants us to use what we got. And I'm telling you, when we start using what we got and start believing what we say, we're going to see some stuff. It ain't going to be nothing impossible unto us. All things going to succumb to us because of Christ. Matthew 13, 31, and Jesus said in another parable, put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto the grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. The Bible says that this kingdom is like a grain of a mustard seed. And when a man took it and he sowed it, and what caught my eye is he sowed it in his field. In his field. Nobody else's field. It's time for us to start sowing stuff in our own field. It's time for us to start sowing things in our houses, sowing things in our bodies, sowing faith all over and on our children, sowing faith on our knees, sowing faith on your back, sowing faith on your neck. It's time for us to start sowing stuff in our own field. We get out there and want to sow faith everywhere else, and our kids are lacking. I'm sowing it in my house, in my own field. I'm sowing it to my brothers and my sisters. We got to sow it to our own field. And God gave us this measure, but not just to, or it can stay where it is. So God gave you, if you think you got a quarter of faith, a half of faith, maybe three quarters of faith, or if you think you're full of faith, you know, we're still growing faith to faith. God wants you to sow it. When you sow something, it means you scatter it, you broadcast it, you spread it, or you plant it. You just got to get out there and scatter your faith all over everything so that the things that seem to be impossible become possible. You got to begin to broadcast your faith on your job, in your houses, in your stores, on the street, even in the doctor's office. You just got to broadcast, tell people what God can do for you. Yeah, I'm here at the doctor. Somebody said, well, why you go to the doctor? You don't believe in science. I said, I believe in science. I believe in the doctor. My doctor named Dr. Sadler. I go to my doctor. I believe in him, but my heart, my mind, all of my being is not with my doctor. I don't believe everything that they tell me. I'm not going to do everything that they tell me. If I do all of that, I leave no room for God speaking to me and telling me doing something. I got to be able to broadcast my faith with my doctor and tell her because she might need some faith. You know, you got to spread it, the Bible said. Spread it all over your problems. Spread it all over your situations. Situations don't seem like they're going to change. Circumstances still the same. Spread it all over that stuff. Get you something just the Lord, I'm spreading faith on this. This thing is going to change. I'm spreading faith on my children. I'm spreading faith on my finance. This stuff has got to change. God gave you faith, but he didn't intend for it to stay the way it is. He didn't intend, if you think you got a half a tank of faith, he didn't intend for you to stay on that half. If you think you got a quarter, God didn't intend for you to stay on that quarter. But when it is sown, when it is scattered, when it is broadcast, when it is spread, or when you plant it, Jesus said in verse 32, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, when you sown it, when you have scattered it, when you have broadcast this thing, or when you have planted it, it is the greatest among the herbs, he says. It is the greatest among the herbs and become a tree. You know, we got some huge trees. I don't know mustard seed go into a tree. But he says, so that the birds of the air can come and lodge on the branches thereof. So when you sow it and start using it like God intended for us to use it, then it becomes so great, the Bible says, that the birds of the air will come and launch and come and roost on all of the branches. What God is telling us is that when we sow our faith and believe, it's going to grow so big to every problem, all your circumstances, all your situation, all the sickness, everything that comes your way, you're going to be able to handle it. It won't weigh you down because it has been grown to handle and carry every problem that comes your way. God wants us to want our faith to grow. He wants us to sow this faith so we can have enough. That tree can hold all of the birds. Then your faith can hold everything that comes your way, all your problems, all your situation. Paul said, look, don't think it's strange for the fiery trials to come upon you as though some strange things happen. It's God that's doing it. So by it, the Bible says, the elder obtained a good report. By what? By faith, they obtained a good report. But by it, we got to sow it. By it, it's going to grow if we sow and believe. So whatever situation, whatever that we're facing, whatever that you're going through, you might be standing in the valley of a decision right now. Sow your faith. I hear you this morning saying, well, God got people everywhere. Yes, he does. Everywhere you go, he got a person. You know why? You there. God is in you too. All you got to do is just start speaking over your situation. All you got to do is just start talking to God about what you want. And for you know, the people that's around you, they're going to be coming to you, asking for you to pray. You know, touch and agree. Help me to believe. Help my unbelief. And you look at them like, you? Help your unbelief? I had you up here. That's why I told somebody. I said, man, I had you sitting right here. And God said, that's what you get. You pull him down and put me up there. You look at me. I'm the one that's doing it. It's me. So when you sow your faith, it's going to grow. God ain't intend for us to have this faith. Yeah, I got faith. You got faith. We all got faith. We got a measure of faith. But God wanted to grow. He don't want us to stay where we are. This is a new year. God wants us to be in better positions. He don't want me working all this overtime where I can't spend no time with. He want me to step out on faith, the faith that I said I got. I've been working overtime, and I was talking to this brother about some things, and lo and behold, the Lord had already told me that I will stretch your dollar. I said, Lord, but they got that overtime open. I got to go and work that overtime. Get on the phone talking to this brother. And brother was saying, yeah, people working all this overtime, man, and so-and-so, so-and-so, he running after that money. But he said, you don't have to work that overtime. You don't have to do that. And I'm thinking, I said, well, you know what, brother? I just started working some overtime. He said, the Lord told me, believe it or not, he said it was you. I said, Lord, you help me to sow my faith. Help me. God don't want us wore out chasing our necessities. He don't want you so burdened, so tired in your mind to where when you get home, you just flop down into you. You have good intentions. I'm talking about me, y'all. This is me I'm talking about. You have good intentions. Get that Bible. Get in and start reading. Gone. God don't want us like that. He wants you fresh. You know, God knew that there was going to be greater works coming. And you can't have greater. You can't do no greater works right where you are. God wants you to grow. He wants us to grow and grow in grace. He wants us to grow from faith to faith. God is tired of us making excuses. Lord, I'm tired. That's an excuse. Yeah, you tired, but I'm tired too. I've seen this on, I feel no ways tired. I try to do everything to pump myself up. Everything. I try to get the scriptures. I try to get the songs and everything. But it's something that you still got to do. You still got to trust God. You still got to believe God. Sow your faith and believe God is going to make a way for you. He's going to make a way out of that no way where you ain't got to be talking about working a second job. I got a brother, he got two or three jobs. I'm like, what do you have time to do anything else? How you work that many jobs? I know some people got, they say they got to do it. But as for me, in this house, I'm going to try to step out on faith and say, Lord, after all of this talk, what am I going to do? What you going to do? What kind of faith? What's in you? Faith, faith, faith. God wants us to have the faith that he has put in us, but he wants us to use the faith that he put in us. Don't think that you're by yourself. You ain't by yourself. God is with you. God going to tell you what to do. You ain't got to be asked. God, if you ask him, he going to send somebody and talk to you. Because I was asking him about this overtime. Then he sent somebody to tell me, God going to stretch your dollar. Just be faithful. Be faithful to what I've given you. You know, be faithful. If it's $2, give me $1. You step out of faith, Lord, I want to give you all of it. You know, God is trying, testing the faith that he's put in us so we can grow. Grow up and be stronger than what we are. We are strong. And I'm seeing some strong folk in here, and y'all encouraging me. I'll be up here like, Lord, help me. You know, what's my problem? You know, what is my problem? But God has given us a measure of faith. And don't think the measure that you have is not enough. It's just enough to get your problem solved. It's just enough to bring you through. It's just enough to make you strong. It is just enough if you can believe. If you can believe. He said, only believe. Just believe. Just believe. I remember when God, when we had Jackie talking about her car, me and Tylen was together a couple years ago, and I was bagging up out of this plumbing supply place, and I heard something say, I'm like, what was that? And I'm looking out my mirror, great big old yellow pole. I parked on the side of this great big old pole, pulled up on it, and smashed my door in. God made a way. My sons fixed that door where my windows can come down. I remember a long time ago, we had a minivan, me and my wife, and this part went out on it. And I had this credit card, and I thought that was my answer. I put my faith in that credit card. I went up here on page to that Sun Trip, that Ford place. I went in there with confidence because I knew what I had in my pocket. I did. I went in there and I said, look, I got this problem. Here's this part. You know, I need one. You got one? He said, well, he said, yeah, we got one. And I just coming out going with my part. And guy said, he said like $1,100 and some dollars. And all I had on there, I'm like, I think we got enough. Slid it to him. He put it in there. He said, decline. I'm like, what you mean? I said, try it again. Decline. I'm like, I'm standing up there, that part's coming. I'm like, Lord, I need this part, Lord. And he looked at me. He said, I'll be right back. He said, let me have that. I sat right there on the steps in front of that window. And I just began to pray. I said, Lord, I know. You know what I need. And I don't know whatever thing that I said, but I stayed there and I prayed. And then I began to put my faith in him. And that man came back and said, hey, look, I got one, man, brand new. He said, you can have it. Came off somebody else's car. I said, I can have? He said, yeah, it's yours. So look, when you start trusting God, putting all your faith in him, all your faith, all of it, not some of everything, God going to make a way for you. I didn't have to pay it down. What we had left on the credit card, I didn't even have to use that. So your faith going to bring you your blessing. Your faith going to bring you what you need. If you sow your faith and believe that God will. I don't care how tough the situation is. I don't care how hard it seems. It's some stuff out there. It just looks impossible. Some of it just sounds impossible. But you got to sow your faith and believe God anyway. I don't care what nobody says. Sow it, sow it, sow it. And you stand before God on your faith. That ain't none of their faith. He said when he sowed it in his field. Let me stay over in my field, and you stay over in your field. You sow your faith, and I'll sow my faith. James told somebody, he said, look, thou, you say I have faith, and you have works. He said, show me your works without faith, and I'll show you my faith by my works. God looking for you to do something. Well, I don't care what they said. I don't care what the doctor said. The doctor report came back, this, that, and the other. But, Lord, you said. You said you will heal me. You said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all my benefits. There's a benefit, Lord, in you, who healeth all our diseases. Lord, you're supposed to heal me. I was to the point not long ago, Didi. I said, boy, I need some money. I said, Lord, I need some money. I, quoting the scriptures, David said, when I was young, now I'm old, I never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. I said, Lord, I'm on the verge of begging right now. I'm on the, Lord, I'm on the verge of begging. You know I am. But because you said that, I'm going to step back and believe you. And God come through. He come through every time. He come through every, but God just want to see what you're going to do. He already knows what he's going to do. Jesus said, look, look, go down there, y'all going to buy some. Well, no. You see all these people, we got to feed them. Anybody bring some bread? Lord, we ain't bring nothing. He said, well, go and buy some. Buy some. All of these folk, Lord. The Bible said Jesus told him that because he already knew what he was going to do. Jesus said, I already know what I'm going to do. I want to see what you're going to do. I'm going to see how you're going to hold up in this test. I'm going to see how you're going to hold up in this thing. I want to see how long you're going to wait for me. God is looking for us to wait for him. I want to see. And when God come, and when he come through with the two fishes and five loaves, or is it two fish and five loaves, God going to bless whatever you put in his hand. Jesus raised it up and said, and God to do it all the time. Know that you're supposed to be healed too. Our folk don't think they body's supposed to be healed. They think that's a badge of honor. I'm carrying this for the Lord. Well, the Lord came to heal the sick, he said. The Lord came to cast out the devil. Don't be talking about you carrying that for the Lord. He came to get you out of that stuff. But folks still want to stay in there. Badge of honor. God want to heal your body. He look. Good Lord, my God would do anything if you just be crazy. If God tell you to do something crazy, I ain't going to tell you to do nothing crazy. If God tell you to do something crazy, do it. Find yourself doing it. Yeah, when you laugh. God tell you to do some crazy stuff. He tell us to do some things that's not wise to man, but it's wise to him. It's wisdom to him. All we got to do is just do it. Faith. Man, I'm telling you, faith supersedes everything. Faith is over everything. Jesus can't, he couldn't even work without faith. He rebuked epilepsy. He rebuked the lunatic, the devil. Jesus rebuked the wind. Wind, shut up. Be quiet. Clouds, if you start clowning, you start raining, I'm going to rebuke you too. So don't you drop no rain. Everything obeys God. Everything has to obey him. Remember, when you rebuke it in his name. Your faith, what you have, is just enough to get you through what you're going through. Your faith. Not her faith. But I tell you this, if you feel your faith ain't enough, go to somebody else. Touch and agree. One can put 1,000 in flight, 2, 10,000. If 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, get in there, everybody faith join together, something's got to happen. Something has got to happen. There have been so many people crucified before Jesus. But when Jesus was crucified, something started happening. Earth started shaking. Veils started splitting. Stuff was happening that never happened before. But when you come together, stuff going to start happening that never happened before. So believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Not saying that you don't have no faith. Just encouraging us to increase the faith. Step out a little bit more. Step out the boat. Be that Peter and say, I'm going to go. Send me, Lord, I will go. God is able. God bless you this morning. I hope that I've encouraged you to help you to go on, to move a little bit farther in your faith. Ask God to increase your faith. I'm asking him every day, Lord, increase my faith. I feel like I'm just stuck sometimes. Yes, he did a notable miracle. Say, Lord, I praise you for that. He said, don't rejoice, you know, because of that, because the spirits are subject to you. But rejoice because your name is written in heaven. But, Lord, it's something else that I'm needing, something else that I'm longing for. It's there, and I want it. By faith, I'm going to go after it. By faith, go after it. God bless you this morning. Love you. Anybody need the prayer? Anybody want to touch and agree about anything? Nothing? Nobody? He's sick. Yeah. Well, we just got to talking about all this faith.
Yes.
God said, look, he sent his word, and they were healed. And so by faith, we got to send this word. I mean, we can't get to him, but the word can get to him. Who?
Benny Blunt.
Come on, everybody. Let's stand and pray for this man of God. Also, keep this woman, sister in the Lord, I believe. What's her name? Joni and Marcus. They're on TBN. Yeah, keep her up. Her. She lost her husband, they say, to COVID. And they really been ragging her, boy. I mean, they really been treating her bad, they say. Coming at her real wrong because her husband stood against COVID and say he died with COVID. But, you know, how many know that when you stand for something, things are going to happen. Most folk ain't going to have your side. They ain't going to have your back. You know, we just got to stand and love one another. By this, Jesus said, you know, people will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. So remember her too. But let's stretch our hands toward heaven for Brother Blunt. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you, Father God, for the measure of faith, God, that you have dealt unto every man. But God, we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, Lord, this morning, combining the faith, God, that you imparted unto us, Lord God. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that, Lord, you send your word to Brother Bunk, God. Send him, God. Send his word, God, and heal him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke, God, this sickness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God. Lord, we ask that you will separate him, God, from this sickness, Lord. God, make him every whit whole, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Let it be so, God, even from this very moment, God. And we thank you, God, and give you praise, glory, and all the honor, Lord, God. Let it be so, Lord, God, that you get the glory, that you be lifted up, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He is great and he is real. He will do it. Okay. Yes. I called your daughter yesterday and talked to her because I've been thinking about him. I told her, you know, if it's okay with him, when it's feasible for him, I'll come and sit with him, you know, because I know during those times people do need somebody. And I say, you tell him that the church has not forgotten him. You know, tell him, you know, let him know that we're thinking about him, not only think, but we're praying for Brother Will and believing that God is going to restore him. And so, yeah, we're going to keep him up. We're going to keep Brother Willie up. Truly thank God for what he did for Brother Dirt. And that was another miracle and marvelous in my eyes. You know, I called him yesterday. God had me calling a few people yesterday, and he was one of them. And I'm calling to check on him and hear him in the background. Huh? Yes. Oh, I had a dream about him. Good dream, too. But I called Brother Dirk, and he was, I'm like, hey, brother, I'm just, you know, I don't want to take none of your time. I said, just calling to check on you, see how you were doing. He said, oh, man, I'm out jogging. I said, what? He said, yeah, man, I'm out here jogging, man. I'm doing 7 miles. I said, oh, Lord. He said, I'm going to be at church tomorrow. I said, well, praise the Lord. Look at him. He said, I'm going to be at church tomorrow, Brother Al. And so it's good to check in on people. Let them know. That gives you strength. I know when I was sick, I remember the time that you all came and stood around my bed. You, your daughters, pastor, all y'all came and stood around my bed and prayed for me. You know, people were praying for me. That means something. That gives you strength. You know, it does. It gives you strength. You know, to let you know that out of in the absence, in the present, not absent from, you know, from the Spirit, that they are there with you. And I just appreciate it. And we just got to continue to uphold one another and love on one another. It was just amazing what God did for him, boy, I tell you. You know, that wasn't a pretty sight at all. It was not a pretty sight. But thanks be unto God, which give us the victory, that kept us. He kept us so calm, didn't Brittany. God kept us so calm. You know, I'm like, Lord, we can't break down in front of him like this. You know, we got to be strong, you know, in the power of his might. And God brought him through, boy, I tell you, he brought him through. He is a good God. He is a wonder. And remember to keep Sister Linda in your prayers. We're going to keep her up, believing God. I'm asking God to give her a miracle. You know, in spite of what man put inside her neck, you know, sometimes I say, Lord, I don't even know what verbiage to use, because I know man put something in there. But I say, Lord, whatever they did, God, you make this thing work. You know, you ain't got enhanced. Can you make it? Can you? Will you make it flesh? Not can you, will you make it flesh? You know, if you can speak to dry bones, I don't know how long them bones out there in the desert dried up and put the bones back together and put flesh back on them. God can do anything. He's just trying to show us what he wants to do. So we're going to be praying for Sister Linda, and that God will give her a miracle. Yes, believing for it. Amen. Praying and believing. God is so good. I just want to thank him again. Earnestly contend for the faith, y'all. Keep on, keep on. Let us encourage one another and so much more as we see this day approaching. I'm telling you, the day is nigh. It is so close. You know, we had a good Bible study this morning, and I tell you, look at me and Jack, like, it sound good. It sound like it's on point. It's lined up with the word. But, you know, you just don't know what you miss out on when you don't come to church. You're missing out on some stuff. You know, you want to go home and tell your loved ones, but you just can't tell it like it was brought to you. A lot of pieces missing, you know. You get to tell them, like, that don't sound right. Well, you should have been there. You should have been there. You should have been came and hear what he said. Let us bow our head. Nothing else, right? Nothing else. We ain't got nothing else coming up. Yes, ma'am. And yeah, I did. I told him I had a dream about Dad. Go ahead, dear.
Yes.
We gonna get us a Zoom account, and I think if you want your face on there, you got to have a Zoom app. Okay. Okay, that way, when we send it out, they won't have to be punching in no codes and unless they just sent that link, click on that link, and it'll just pop up. So do everybody got Zoom? Is it compatible with all phones? Okay. So y'all know if y'all got that on y'all phones now? Zoom. So if you want to stick around, we can help you put it on there. It ain't Brother Hearns. I don't know y'all know how, but we have to get with Sister Selena and Steve. Pastor, I don't know, you get yours on there, ain't you? Yep, so we're going to try to do that today in case we have to get together on one of them Zoom meetings. And so we tested it out. Right. Right, right. Yeah, we have it every Thursday. We have family prayer on it, on that Zoom. And it's really good. I like it. I like it better than Teams. You know, I really like it, you know. So there'd be nothing else. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your bread, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for coming down, Lord God, sitting with us, oh God, feeding us, Lord God, from your table. We just praise your name, Father. We ask, Father God, you'll watch over each and every one of us. God, we pray, God, you protect us, Father God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, give us traveling mercies, God. See to it, God, we make it back to our destination, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.